The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Tuesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, and that free Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS, number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. And you could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. N'Kobe Dean from the Philadelphia Eagles will join us an hour 20 from now. Ross Tucker coming up at 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific. And then Evan Washburn will be on the sidelines for CBS for this weekend's AFC Championship game between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll swing by in the final hour of the Zach Gelb Show extravaganza. But first up, producing our program for the next 4 hours is no other than Hot Take Hickey.
His dumb producer, Hot Take Hickey.
I have to make a confession right out of the gate today. And this is something that I have never said before on the radio. I have been on the island for the last 3 years, let's say, in leading the charge in telling you the truth, in telling you reality from people that I've talked to, from people that have come on this show that are extremely close to Aaron Rodgers. And every indication I got, even when it looked like there were moments where the marriage was not going to be able to be saved and fixed and repaired, I have stood here and I've said for the last 2.5, 3 years that Aaron Rodgers is not getting traded. Aaron Rodgers is not leaving Green Bay. This is not me talking to anyone. This is not with any sources. It's just based off gut feel from the reporting that has been out there and from what you're kind of hearing leaked out by both sides. When Adam Schefter gets on ESPN and when he talks about there being a legit chance Aaron Rodgers gets traded, as much as I love and respect Adam Schefter, it goes in one ear, out the other. Just because you're kind of immune to all the Rodgers conversation and just tired of all the Rodgers conversation. And it's almost, all right, just let me know when we know for sure that he's getting dealt. But when Schefter goes on ESPN and when he says the Packers will explore the idea of trading the QB exclusively to AFC teams, that is the final straw that breaks the camel's back for me. I'm saying it today as we sit here on the 24th day of January in the year of 2023. This is something that I have not said for the last 3 years and have been called an idiot, a moron, and a dope, and I've been proven right. I think this offseason, Aaron Rodgers getting traded. And here is what is changing. A few years ago when the Packers drafted Jordan Love, they intended to move on from him. What they didn't see happening was Rodgers winning back-to-back MVP awards, and regardless of what happened in the postseason, it was almost impossible to move off from him last year when they gave him that contract extension. But with the way that he played this year, and also with the team maybe getting fed up with his antics, I just believe that it's finally become the time where the Packers are realizing they're not going to win another ring with Aaron Rodgers. Like, before this season, the last 2 years, they went 13-3, 13-3. They lost in the NFC title game. Then the year after that, they lost in the divisional round when they had home field advantage at Lambeau Field. And this year, they were bad most of the season, got hot late, and then going up against the Detroit Lions, a team that Rodgers has zero respect for, a team that he looks at them as if they're gum on his cleat, they lost. And unlike previous years where you can make excuses, special teams, defense didn't perform well, they lost because they couldn't score enough points. They lost because Aaron Rodgers threw a pick late. So I think we're at a point where the Packers, for the first time in 3 years, have finally seen a dip in production by Aaron Rodgers. And even if he bounces back next year, the Packers have to ask themselves a question: is it likely they'll win a Super Bowl? And the answer is no. It's not likely that the Packers are going to win a Super Bowl next year. And on the flip side, if you're Rodgers, you now no longer have Devontae Adams. I know Christian Watson looked like he could be a special player the way that he played the last 6, 7, 8 games or so of the season. But you need more talent. And if you're Rodgers, I would be now content with looking elsewhere because you're starting to get that vibe that the team doesn't want you anymore, or they're at least contemplating moving on. And also, why should you give the Packers the benefit of the doubt that they're going to go get you a legit other weapon? Because throughout the years, when you've asked for a legit other weapon, it's been guys like Devin Funchess that they brought in. Or Jimmy Graham when he wasn't in his prime Jimmy Graham. It's always a wishful, hopeful move of, oh, we'll go bring in this guy who hasn't been good in 2 years, or we'll go bring in this guy that hasn't been healthy and just hope all of a sudden he gets healthy and hope that he goes back to where he was 3, 4 years ago. So I think for the first time in this relationship, both sides are content with the divorce. They've been to therapy. They've been to couples counseling for the last 3 years, and things look like they were moving in the right direction. But there was a relapse this year. There was a relapse where both parties are at fault. Packers side, they didn't pay enough attention to Devontae Adams. Then Devontae Adams wanted to walk out the door. And Aaron Rodgers, because of his status being such in limbo and up in the air and so ambiguous, it did push essentially Devontae Adams out the door as well. And then this year, you went into a year where even if you didn't think the Packers were going to be great, no one in their right mind, I don't care if you're the most clairvoyant person in the world and you've won the lottery, no one would have predicted the Packers were going to miss the playoffs. You wanted to tell me that you predicted the Vikings would win the division? Fine. To miss the playoffs outright, that would be inconceivable to me before the start of the season. Like, I'll give credit to Hickey. Hickey thought that the Packers were going to fall back this year. But Hickey still thought they'd be a playoff team. And Hickey was as negative could be about the Packers before the start of the year. And he didn't even think the Packers would miss the playoffs. So I believe that you're at an evaluation period where you start to say, where are we going? What are we doing? And you can acknowledge that Rodgers could go have a great season next year. But if he has a great season in Green Bay, what is it going to lead to? And the answer is a playoff berth. Maybe a win or two, but you're not getting to the Super Bowl. You're not winning the NFC title next year. And you start to hear there's going to be pieces this year that the Packers are going to trade or they're going to let walk in free agency and Rodgers isn't going to be happy. For so many years, it seemed like the narrative of Rodgers leaving was just coming from one camp, was just coming from one side, the Rodgers side. But you didn't really hear that narrative come, other than drafting of Jordan Love, from the Packers side. Now I think you have both sides going from 0 to 100 real quick, and they want this divorce. Like, it's just been to a point where you thought you could find a way to rectify this. You thought you could go through some of the tough times to get to those great times of winning another Super Bowl. And both parties, Brian Gutekunst, Aaron Rodgers, are coming to the realization that if the goal is to win a Super Bowl, the Packers got to kind of rebuild, retool, And for Rodgers, he's been in Green Bay for so long. It's been so many years since he won his first Super Bowl, since he got to his only Super Bowl, and it hasn't worked. And if it does work, it's only going to work in regular season success, and it's not translating to the postseason. Part of that, fault to the Packers, part of it has to be worn on the shoulders of Aaron Rodgers. So I really do believe, and this is not just to get a reaction, get a rise out of you, the listening audience. I know we're on a bunch of stations in Wisconsin. This is not, okay, let's just say Rodgers is going to get traded just to say it for crappy radio. No, I actually believe Rodgers is going to get traded this offseason. And I didn't think it was going to happen 2 years ago. I didn't think it was going to happen last offseason. Remember, we were the radio program that had a close friend of Aaron Rodgers on in John Kuhn, former Packers fullback, who we're working to get on this week because I wonder where his number's at. And I asked him, how likely of a chance do you think it is that Rodgers is back in Green Bay? When everyone was saying, he's gone, he's gone, he's gone, and he said 75%. So I'll be curious if we can get John on. I sent a text to John today. We'd love to get you on tomorrow. What his number is this time that Rodgers is going to be back. Because I don't believe Rodgers is coming back. And I think a lot of Packers fans would be fine with it. I think the organization would be fine with it. Because remember, you got to see what Jordan Love could be. And ultimately, the most important part, Aaron Rodgers is going to be fine with it. And you see that report that they'll explore the Packers, the idea of the QB getting traded exclusively to an AFC team. You hear the teams that could become available. You know the Jets are going to go make a run. You would imagine that Mike Vrabel in Tennessee is going to make a run. Maybe Indianapolis. They go try to pursue the services of Aaron Rodgers. The Raiders could definitely be in play. Now, I know there's a report today that maybe they're going to trade Darren Waller and maybe they're going to look to move Hunter Renfrow and go get David Ziegler and Josh McDaniels, their guys. But you still got Davante Adams there. Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams has been a pretty damn good combo. You bring Josh Jacobs back. That's a nice little trifecta on the offensive side of the ball for the Raiders, even if you have doubts about Josh McDaniels. And I'll tell you one other team that should be right in the center of the conversation and right in the forefront of the conversation. What about the Miami Dolphins? We don't know what the health status is of Tua Tagovailoa. I know they say they want Tua back, but the last few years they said they believed in Tua Tagovailoa, and they tried to go get Deshaun Watson. They tried to go recruit Tom Brady. So those words are empty to me, and it's really just want coming from the Miami Dolphins until there's an offseason where they don't even explore looking for a quarterback. And you have Tyreek Hill. You have Jalen Waddle. That would be a heck of an offense for Aaron Rodgers to be the quarterback for. And unfortunately, with multiple concussions this year, you don't know how much you could rely on and how safe it is for Tua to play football. So as I sit here today, I really do believe that Rodgers is going to get traded. And both sides, I think, are finally for the first time speaking the same language and are on board with it. And if I'm Rodgers, I would want this. Because even though you thought about playing your entire career with the Green Bay Packers, even though you wanted that to happen, the goal for Aaron Rodgers right now should be to win another ring. Not win another MVP. Not just pad the stats and add more accolades to his trophy mantle. Because as great as Aaron Rodgers is, if he walks away from this game with one ring, and I know some will say, only one ring, Zach. Like, you know how spoiled you sound? Like, go talk to a Lions fan. Go talk to a Browns fan. Go talk to a Bills fan that would love just one ring. But with how early that ring came for Aaron Rodgers in his career, if he walks away with only one ring, sure, he'll be a top 15 quarterback of all time. Sure, he's done things on the football field that we've never seen. Sure, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer well on his way to getting that jacket the first 5 years out of the league. But you would have some disappointment. So don't allow what has happened the last few years to just continue. And it got worse this year. For the Packers, it's time. And for Rodgers, it's time. And I do believe he's getting traded this offseason. Hickey, I guess you can now welcome me to the dark side. Because this is the first time I've ever said that he should get traded and that he will get traded. So maybe you're the leader that you actually need. Maybe I'm the leader that you actually need, because the last 2 years you've been leading people down the wrong path on this one.
I don't know about that. I would just say welcome at this point. But yeah, like I said, this is the first offseason. You kind of got the feeling a few weeks ago the Packers were ready to move off them. That was kind of the big holdup for me. I thought for me, the last 2 years, Rodgers wanted out. And he would drive his way out of Green Bay. We know Green Bay the last 2 years wanted Rodgers back. This is absolutely the first offseason we could say, hey, Green Bay probably wants some more. Probably wants him gone.
Well, he's a great player. There's a lot of drama, but what did that get you this year? You know, that to me is why I think the team wants out, and they're ready to try something new. Because even if he plays two more years, the odds of them winning a Super Bowl the next 2 years at this rate are pretty much slim to none. So I'll be curious what people say on the poll question today. And I worded this very carefully. I didn't say, will the Packers trade Aaron Rodgers this offseason? I'm wondering what people think they should do. So should the Packers trade Aaron Rodgers this offseason? Early guess out of you, Hickey. How many say yes, if you had to take a guess?
I will say 61%.
Not even close. An overwhelming 90% say yes, Aaron Rodgers should be traded this offseason.
Wow.
10% say no. What say you? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You can get it on the poll question at Zach Gelb, at CBS Sports Radio. Should the Packers finally wave goodbye to number 12 in Aaron Rodgers? We'll talk about another 12, the better number 12 next, in Tom Brady, the GOAT. He had some very compelling comments that you don't want to miss when the Zach Gelb Show returns in 5 minutes.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Yo, yo, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We'll get to this Tom Brady audio on his Let's Go podcast coming up in just a bit. But we opened up the show with me admitting that this is the first time ever that I believe Aaron Rodgers is going to get traded from the Green Bay Packers this offseason. And you saw the report from Adam Schefter that the Packers will explore the idea of trading the QB exclusively to an AFC team. This is kind of a point where you're adding a relationship. This is the way that I'm thinking about it, where both sides know it's not going to work, and it's not going to work long-term or for the next few years, the foreseeable future. And both sides are dropping hints, whether it's Rodgers with how much he speaks and with how noncommittal he was after the season, or if it's the way that the Packers are starting to leak things. I really do believe both sides are dropping hints that we want this to end, this is going to end, but it's going to be who's going to be the one that blinks first, who's going to be the bad guy here first. So publicly, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you could say, well, I wanted to stay, but the organization came to me and said, we're going to trade you. Or if you're the organization, Packers fans, some of you, I know you may be livid, but we wanted Aaron to stay. We gave him the contract extension, but then he came to us and he said, guys, this is it. I'm done. I'm finished with the Packers. Like, Hickey, that to me is the fascinating part. And this is the part that I don't know. Who's going to blink first? Who's going to break up with who first? Is it going to be the Packers saying, Rodgers, we're done with you? or Rodgers saying, guys, I'm out, trade me?
That's a great question, because you know what? I would not bet against Aaron Rodgers in a game of chicken. That's for sure.
And we've all been in these relationships before where you know that this is not the one, you know the relationship is going to end, and you're trying to be the good guy or she's trying to be the good girl, and maybe there's other factors and other feelings that are involved where you don't want to break up with her or she doesn't want to break up with you. Like, you don't want to be the one to say it's over, but you know, you both know it's heading in that direction.
And Rodgers has a pulpit of the Pat McAfee show every single Tuesday where he could basically, again, stir up the media in a way that the Packers cannot, because outside of leaks to reporters, obviously they're not speaking much and they cannot be on the record, you know, dropping similar hints. So I would say that's going to favor Rodgers here one way or another.
When does Mark Murphy start to speak? When does he start to give his yearly discourse and just start to drop hints that this is coming to an end?
He writes, I think, weekly columns, right?
Like, answers start, fan mail. Remember last year?
Start writing, Mark.
Just do what the Cowboys did. Trash your quarterback afterwards from a team website, which is something you never see. And I don't want to say can't stand team reporters, but I always kind of take whatever they say with a grain of salt, because they're employed by the team. They're going to give you a team-driven narrative on the team's website. I give credit to the Cowboys. I know a lot of people are like, oh, this is terrible. How can you throw your quarterback under the bus? That's what every Tom, Dick, and Harry said about Dak Prescott, that he wasn't good, and he was the reason why they lost the game, and he didn't elevate his team in the big spot. But since it's coming from the Cowboys' Twitter, oh, it's egregious, oh, it's ridiculous. Like, I get it. You don't want to throw your own guy underneath the bus, but that's a member of the media. Even though you may roll your eyes at saying he's a member of the media, whoever the writer is for the team website, that's what the article was. So I give the person that was in charge of writing that article credit, where you write the headline and it's the tweet of Dak Prescott gave the ball away twice in the narrow loss to the 49ers in a matchup that the Cowboys had a chance to win if they didn't again generate self-inflicted wounds. How is that statement wrong there, Hickey? It's a 110% valid statement. People are just freaking out. Oh, because it came from the team. No other organization does that. So maybe Green Bay should just author a little article. Hey, Aaron Rodgers is frustrated. Aaron Rodgers is past his prime. And maybe the Packers should trade Aaron Rodgers. Do a little question and answer article. Five reasons on why the Packers should trade Aaron Rodgers on the team website.
So why they're better off. Hints. Ushering in the Jordan Love era in 2023. Why Aaron Rodgers has held them back.
Yes, exactly. Why you should love love. All right, let's make a prediction here. Early prediction as we sit here on the 24th day of January in the year of 2023. If it is true that they would only explore trading him to an AFC team, and by the way, I think it's the Packers that blink first. And here's why. Because I think when they explore, there's going to be a team that's desperate that gives them an offer that they go, wow, we really shouldn't refuse this. But you can never put it past Rodgers, because if Rodgers starts to get the sense that he's not wanted, it may be, oh, I'm breaking up with you. You're not breaking up with me. F you. Like, that would not surprise me if that does come the way of Aaron Rodgers. But right now, if I'm a betting man, I say the Packers break up with Rodgers before Rodgers wants to break up with the Green Bay Packers. But if it's only AFC teams, I threw a bunch out there. The Jets, Tennessee, Indianapolis, Las Vegas, Miami with the Dolphins. If you had to place a wager right now, put a few shekels down, where's Aaron Rodgers playing football next year?
Miami Dolphins. They have everything he wants.
I actually think it's either going to be the Jets or the Raiders. And I'll put one caveat to the Raiders. I do believe the Raiders are going to explore Tom Brady first. If they can't get Tom Brady, if Tom says, Josh, I love you, but thanks, but no thanks, I'm going to Miami, or I'm going to go back to Tampa, or I'm going to go somewhere else in the NFC South or wherever the destination is, then I do believe the Raiders will very much be alive for Aaron Rodgers. But I think the Raiders are going to prefer Brady first with the familiarity with Josh McDaniels. Now, if let's just say Brady goes to the Raiders and the Raiders aren't a destination for Aaron Rodgers, I believe the Jets are desperate enough to go get him. And I think they would give up. I don't know if it's, I saw there was multiple first round picks for Aaron Rodgers, and then you've also seen reports that it's not going to cost as much as you think. Woody Johnson hasn't had a quarterback in forever. Maybe since Favre. I know Sanchez got them to two AFC title games. I know Favre was like good for the first half and then miserable down the stretch because he was hurt. But I really do believe the Jets are going to be desperate enough where they look at that team and they say, on the defensive side of the ball, we got Quinnen Williams, one of the better defensive linemen in the game. We have Sauce Gardner, who just had a tremendous rookie season and may be the best cornerback in football. We got an offense that has a stud wide receiver in Garrett Wilson. We have Elijah Moore. Offensive line, you'll see what Mekhi Becton could do. You know Elijah Vera Tucker's coming off injury. Like, you got pieces with the Jets. And they should have made the playoffs this year if they just had competent quarterback play. They didn't have that from Zach Wilson, who was incompetent. Mike White was looking competent, but then he got hurt. I really do believe, and it could be a mess with the media. This would be a dream. The media and Rodgers in New York. That is just mixing two things that don't belong in the same pot. But I think from a roster standpoint, the Jets are attractive enough, and I believe that the Jets are more desperate than the Miami Dolphins. Because the Dolphins, who may explore it, if the price is too rich, and I know they were able, I know the Dolphins draft picks, they have one that is taken away. So I could see, really, the Dolphins saying, I'll be fine with Tua if the price is too lucrative. And if it gets in between a bidding war, I do believe Rodgers, the team that would go after him harder would be the Jets. But Rodgers does have a say in this. Because all Aaron Rodgers could do is say, guys, you trade me to the Jets, you trade me to the Dolphins. Like, let's say he doesn't like one of those destinations. I'm going to go retire. So Rodgers does have a say to some point. I don't know if he would say no to the Dolphins. I don't know if he would say no to the Jets, the Raiders, whoever the team would be. So I'm going to predict that if it's not the Raiders, because I do believe Brady may be going to the Raiders next year, that the Jets wind up with Aaron Rodgers. Talking about TB12, Tom Brady on his podcast last night, the Let's Go podcast on SiriusXM, was asked about his future decision and what is he going to do. Is he going to retire? Is he going to play football this year?
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question scratchy that everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
They have such a weird relationship. I know Jim Gray has been doing this for a long time, but his relationship with Brady is just very, very bizarre. And Brady probably only trusts him because he knows he's not going to ever throw him under the bus and ask him any tough questions. Hickey, that's the first time I heard that. I read the quote. I wanted to see how it was going to sound, and I wanted to wait until we were on the air. That sounds so rehearsed. Like, they probably had some meeting beforehand, and Brady said, I know, Jim, you're going to ask me about my future. And Jim was probably like, oh, Tommy boy, like, don't worry, we won't press you on it. And Brady goes, this is how I'm going to handle it. That did not seem like a genuine answer there, Hickey. And that's coming from my guy, Tom Brady, who I always defend.
Really? You think Brady was acting?
I think he rehearsed it with 1,000% with Jim Gray. Oh, I think they talked about that before. That seemed like fake outrage.
Pretty upset. I mean, I sort of get it in a sense that if you're getting asked every single day, what's your future? I get why you would snap personally. Like, I would drive myself crazy too if it's been a week plus and every day it's every second is, you come back, what are you going to do? Like,
well, we also all know Brady's coming back. There's not a shot he retires. If he retires and actually sticks through the retirement this time and not just come back in 30, 40 days or whatever it is, I would be stunned. I don't think we've seen the last of Tom Brady. And I get it. You want to just kind of get away from football and you want to decompress, but when you're a mega star, you don't really have those things happen. When you're the greatest quarterback of all time, people want to know, is it it? Are you hanging it up or are you coming on back? But do you think Brady's going to retire? Do you think Brady's going to walk away? Because I don't for a single second.
No, I don't either. But I get why he's upset.
Yeah, I think that was for a few extra clicks on the podcast. I think that was pre-rehearsed, a little fake outrage from TB12. And Brady, kind of like Rodgers, and this is my guy, TB12, but he is playing up the drama the last year. He's loving the drama, craving the attention and all that. I don't think he's actually annoyed about the questions. I think he gets the questions about his future. But for whatever the reasons are, he's getting caught up in this drama wheel, and he's more than fine with just throwing more gasoline on the fire, and that's what I think that was last night. Now, for Tom Brady, I told you, I think he's going to the Raiders. Is there a chance he goes back to Tampa? Sure. Could he go somewhere else in the NFC South? I guess. But if I had to sit here today, I'm saying Rodgers is going to the Jets. Brady, potentially, I wouldn't be surprising if Miami's in play. Like, I think it's more likely that Brady goes to Miami than it would be Rodgers. But right now, until I'm proven to be wrong, I'll say Brady to the Raiders, and then I will go with Aaron Rodgers getting traded to the Jets, 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 Jets. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We will take a break when we come on back. New England, this is crazy. They finally have an offensive coordinator with a background on the offensive side of the ball. Pats missed the playoffs last year. Who are some teams in the AFC that are under pressure and really need to make the postseason who are not invited to the tournament this year? We'll get to that on the other side.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
I saw something during the break that it once again proves my theory last week. Not necessarily to be true, but it makes me think I'm even more right than where I was last week. So last week we found out when the Eagles were on a bye week that their head football coach, Nick Sirianni, when he was sitting around and watching one of those games at the facility, he ordered some Pizza Hut. And I said, if you're ordering Pizza Hut in Philadelphia, it makes me wonder if you're partaking in a little puff puff pass. Well, I guess this has now become a big deal. And the media in Philadelphia is wondering what pizza, if any at all, that Nick Sirianni did order this week after his team won. And they were waiting on Sunday to see who was going to win that Cowboys 49ers game. So you went with Pizza Hut last week. All right, go, okay. Did you get an indica or did you get a sativa with that Pizza Hut? And now this week, Stoner Sirianni, can I call him that? I guess we can. He went with Little Caesars Pizza Hickey. So you go from Pizza Hut to Little Caesars Pizza. Now, nothing against those pizza brands, but if you're in Philadelphia, you don't order Angelo's. You don't order Pizza Shack-a-Maxon. Like, just to name a few, Pizza Badia. Like, there are so many really good pizza places in Philly. Get some rigatoni alla vodka and a big pie. There's so many options. What's the place that I get the rigatoni alla vodka? Pietro's in Philadelphia. They do make a great rigatoni alla vodka and a pizza. But Stoner Sirianni, last week, we'll dial up a little Pizza Hut. This week, we're going to dial up some Little Caesars pizza. Hickey, maybe this is more a Northeast thing because we're very sensitive to our pizzas. But I could say this from experience. The only time you're ever ordering Little Caesars pizza or you're ever ordering Pizza Hut is if you're on like a road trip and you get off one of the exits, that's the only thing. Or if maybe you're participating in a little puff puff pass and you go, you just need something that's just really disgusting and gluttonous, and that's the late night option that is available. I love Sirianni, but I'm a little disappointed with this pizza selection.
I just think he hates good pizza. That's my big takeaway.
Where's he from?
He hates good pizza.
I wonder, and do you know where he's from?
No idea.
Okay.
I'm not even a pizza snob myself.
Well, you know what it could be?
Any pizza is good pizza, except for those gross chains.
Well, you know what it could be? And by the way, if any of those pizza chains want to sponsor us, yeah, we're all on board. We'll start loving those pizza chains. He was in Indianapolis. I can't imagine Indianapolis having great pizza. Like, Indianapolis has some great food. I would be very surprised if they make great pizza. He's from Jamestown, New York, Nick Sirianni. So that's where it says he's from. You would think, even though it's a big trip, he would venture at least one time to New York City or New Jersey or New Haven, Connecticut. Or, dude, you're the coach of the Eagles. There's really good food in Philadelphia. Great pizza. And he's Italian. Like, you never been to Italy? So I don't know. I love Sirianni. But doesn't this kind of make him like your man's man? That he's the common guy, even though he's making millions and millions of dollars, that he's not afraid to order a little Pizza Hut, a little Caesars. He doesn't need all the bougie great places that everyone else goes to, which are a fortune.
Really good football coach, really bad pizza evaluator. That's all you need to know. Obviously, the two are not interconnected. You can, I guess, be a good coach and have bad taste buds.
I'll never forget when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. They called Nick Foles BDN. And I was interviewing people on the streets in Philadelphia, right outside the Art Museum, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl and they had their parade. There was a fan, Hickey, that made a sign, like, on Oak Tag. Oak Tag, I've never seen this big of Oak Tag. And they wrapped the sign in condoms for BDN. They said, BDN, here's a condom for your size. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, how fans were giving condoms to BDN. I do believe, as this continues in this run, if one week it was Pizza Hut, the next week it was Little Caesars, next week maybe it's Domino's, Papa John's, whatever it is, you're going to have fans all lined up along that parade route in Philadelphia just throwing chain pizza after chain pizza to Nick Sirianni. That's how I think it's going to go down.
Or, on the other side, the 49ers win. I think you can get those condoms from Philly and throw them at the 49er parade for Brock Purdy.
Oh, Mr. Rockout with your Brock out.
You can recycle.
Yeah, I think those condoms are a little bit expired at this point from the Eagles parade, if you want to use the same ones.
Well, I mean,
I would
if you
not condone that.
Break it open, I'm sure, you know. they see, you know, they can last a long time.
Man, you're really so anti-Philadelphia. You're already talking about the 49ers going into Philly, taking care of the Eagles, and then in 2 weeks winning the Super Bowl, and how they're going to be throwing condoms at Brock Purdy.
Well, I was just going off the condom reference, and you made reference of what's going to happen if the Eagles win, so I was just on the other side playing devil's advocate of, hey, look, take that same idea, and a guy with a similar nickname as Nick Foles in Brock Purdy, if you can use your imagination, what rhymes with Brock, it's the same thing.
They're calling him Big...
Oh, you didn't know that?
Big bleep Brock?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a thing.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, that's why I brought it up. That's a big thing.
Oh, didn't Kittle say something like that?
A few guys said it. Trent Williams, not the exact words, but they talked about the stones he had.
Okay.
And then there were some signs that fans brought that were very funny.
I thought it was Big Cojones Brock, except, you know, use the...
Doesn't rhyme.
Use B there. Big...
But doesn't rhyme is good.
B Brock, you know? You know, big footballs, Brock.
Yes.
That's what I thought they were going with. I don't know what I could say or what not could say on the radio that gets dumped. Anyway, Sirianni, you may want to just fine-tune the pizza orders. I really think I should be employed by the Eagles. Here's why. They should employ me to just make sure that the coach is not, like, having the runs during the game or is not having a bad stomach the entire week, and I'll make sure the coach is well-fed. Anyway, thank God that the Patriots finally hired an offensive coordinator that actually has a background in offense. Welcome back to the New England Patriots, Mr. Billy O'Brien. Here's something, though, Hickey, that I just thought of as I had a dream this offseason. And my dream this offseason for the Patriots were two things. One, they go on out and they get a legit offensive coordinator. That's Bill O'Brien. The other dream, though, was that they would trade for DeAndre Hopkins. Well, Bill O'Brien pushed DeAndre Hopkins out of Houston. And I know that DeAndre Hopkins is enamored with Bill Belichick and has a lot of respect for Bill Belichick. But with how personal and how ugly that got at the end in Houston, I kind of start to think that this takes the Patriots, my Patriots, out of the running for DeAndre Hopkins. But if there's ever one guy that could find a way to make two people actually get along for the better part of the football team, it could be Bill Belichick. But my first thought is hiring Bill O'Brien takes him out of the running for DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if we get a trade alert that DeAndre Hopkins is going up to New England. I think that's a sacrifice you got to make. But again, I would say an offense coordinator and developing Mac Jones would take precedent over getting a wide receiver like DeAndre Hopkins.
Do you remember what Michael Irvin said about the Bill O'Brien, DeAndre Hopkins relationship?
No.
Michael Irvin once said that Bill O'Brien, he heard once compared DeAndre Hopkins and Aaron Hernandez. Yikes. And it was in a meeting. Now, if that's true, and I don't know if it's true or not, that's pretty tough to recover from. If I was DeAndre Hopkins to want to go then work with Bill O'Brien, because he was compared in some way. I don't know what way it was meant, but look how much of a scumbag Aaron Hernandez is. Like, if I'm DeAndre Hopkins, I would not want to be within 5 feet of Bill O'Brien. So, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was saying, in some cases, time heals all wounds. Don't think that's going to be the case here, or this specific relationship.
Right away in the AFC, the Patriots missed the playoffs this year. They have to make the playoffs next year. There's a lot of pressure on them. Tennessee, we got to see who their quarterback is. They got to make the playoffs next year. The Broncos, they need to have a bounce back season after their disastrous, awful, pathetic, embarrassing performance where Hickey mushed them before the start of the season. The Jets, very close. Close but no cigar. They got to make the playoffs next year. And the Raiders, they have to make the playoffs next year. When we talk about pressure, without knowing what these teams are going to do this offseason, and that could change, I would still say, and we'll see if Sean Payton ends up being the next coach of the Denver Broncos, Hickey, I would imagine going into next year, out of all the teams that missed the playoffs in just the AFC, it's still the Denver Broncos who are under the most pressure because they made that big move for Russell Wilson. It was a disaster. Now they're going to get a new head football coach this offseason. If it is Sean, it even adds more pressure to the situation. But I don't care if you're in a division with Mahomes and you're in a division with Herbert. That team, if they don't make the playoffs next year, you're going to start to have that conversation of how many more years you're going to put up with this Russell Wilson contract before you start to explore maybe looking to trade him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you cannot make that trade and go 0-2 in terms of making the playoffs the first years, without a doubt.
Now, I know it's in the moment, but since you were so adamant and so arrogant and so obnoxious and so confident about the Denver Broncos, where you guaranteed that they were going to win the Super Bowl, you guaranteed that Russ was going to win the Super Bowl MVP, and you said they were going to win the AFC West, are you going to double down? Because like you usually go back to the well. I'm not saying you're going to predict the Broncos to make the Super Bowl, but are you going to be bullish on the Broncos, or are they just basically wear you down and just ripped your heart out this year that you're not going to go back to the well and you're just going to basically wish for that organization never to be successful again?
I guess it depends what expectations, you know, what they mean. Like, I think they should be a playoff team next year. I'm not going to say Super Bowl contender right off the bat.
Will you lock it up, though, that they go to the playoffs next year?
Sean Payton head coach, yes.
Okay, let's say it's Dan Quinn. It's a
solid
tougher. Name.
A little tougher, but I mean, again, Russell Wilson should be fixed. Should be fixed. I'll see who Dan Quinn's offense coordinator is, but especially it seems like it's leaning towards Sean Payton. I will say, yes, Broncos, lock it up, playoff team.
There you go.
One of the seven.
Man, Denver. It's going to be back-to-back years. You guys missing out on the postseason. That's what's going
to
happen.
They have to get in. You cannot. They'll get in. They'll figure it out.
I can't sit here and tell you they're a lock. They're not a lock to do anything with how disastrous they were this past year and how just embarrassing and disappointing and pathetic they were. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. When we do return, it's a Tuesday in football season. We'll do a little overreaction, proper reaction when we come on back in 5 minutes on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Make sure you chime in on our poll question at Zach Gelb at CBS Sports Radio on Twitter.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught! Touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.